Welcome, 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 dear all, to an update. We recorded a series of bonus podcasts on Ashihara's previous works with manga industry savant Maxi Bernard. And here's an excerpt on the one-shot introducing a very familiar S-rank border agent, talented Elite Jin. It was an interesting one. If you want to support the show and get access to the full podcast, go to patreon.com/wednesdaydailycheddar, as bonus podcasts are available to patrons at the $6 tier. But for now, enjoy the preview. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I was so completely shocked that it wasn't followed up by literally being like, huh, that wasn't the original. Here's the original or something. It's just kind of like, he goes, he just Popeyes and goes, I can't stand it no more, and punches him, and it's like, that's it. And it's so unsatisfying. And like, the outsmarting feels kind of clinical after what had been kind of a cool story before that point. Like, I liked seeing how Jin's sword actually works and how the Escudo becomes like ridiculously big when he jacks that off as well, and like it just, which I is something I honestly wouldn't have minded being the case in World Trigger, rather than here's my special unique weapon, you know, which is also great, don't get me wrong, and it just kind of farts itself to the end, and it wasn't necessarily great before that, and like don't get me wrong, like I popped massively seeing Yotaro, even if he looks wrong.
It's so funny. He's just this. It's just him running onto the battlefield. His duck face is way less consistent, and just trying to like whack at these neighbors himself.
Just like here we have child soldiers. Like, literally.
That's probably the biggest crime of this manga. Drawing Yotaro with his eyes open, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, how are we supposed to know that he's a stand-in for Reliantful if he opens his eyes? That's no good.
And also the other thing is that, like, Jin's whole sexual harassment thing, which was a bit of a thing in early World Trigger, what didn't like it there, but it was at least sparse and dropped very quickly. It's all over this fucking thing. There's so much of it.
Yeah, it's grim. It's just really slimy as well.
So yeah, no, I'm glad Ashihara got this one out of his system. Do you have any other thoughts before we hand it over to Ensley?
Just what editor Hattori said about it, which is that apparently Ashihara held back using either Osamu or Yuma in it because he wanted to like save them for the series, and all I can think is, yeah, thank God, because they would not have been as good as they got to be by the actual series. Like, everyone who appears in this is not as good as they would become, noticeably so.
Yep. So in terms of comparison to World Trigger, a lot of stuff has crystallized already in it. So Jin looks basically the same as he does in the series, so do Ruka and Yotaro, although they do have different roles that they do in World Trigger. Yotaro's, as you said, combatant, and Ruka's an operator. Escudo exists as a weapon. Fujin has a slightly different name, but is similar in purpose. There is even a Yuiga, although in a much more prominent role. Neighbors is a term, although it refers to Trion soldiers here, like how in World Trigger, people think neighbors are the monsters that attack the city, not the people ordering them. So there's an HQ and local bases. So yeah, although Ashihara isn't experimenting with a rounder, I guess some would say sleeker art style, we are trending on quite familiar ground here. But that's of course how the one-shot compares to World Trigger. I'm sure you're probably wondering what I think about this one-shot standing on its own merit. So this manga is fucking garbage. If you know who Jin is, you probably know where I'm going with this. Like, I always...